Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome on in, folks, to the 7 o'clock hour of Sports Talk here this Wednesday, January 14th. We're back from halftime at the PMAC in Baton Rouge. The LSU men's basketball team has a 42-31 edge over the Kentucky Wildcats. Going to be keeping an eye on that as the Tigers shoot for their first SEC win of the season. That's over on 92.9 FM and 1350 AM. That's the Bet New Orleans. Meanwhile, over on the Big 870 AM, you can hear the Pelicans taking on the Brooklyn Nets this evening. Meanwhile, us on 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app, we're going to get a lot into some black and gold Saints talk for you. Looking at the team right now, obviously not in the playoffs, a big disappointment, and ending the season with that loss to the Atlanta Falcons was a major, major letdown considering how the team had been playing. Rookie quarterback Tyler Shough joined Cam Jordan on his podcast, which is Off the Edge, the Cam Jordan podcast. They cut it up, talked about a bunch of things, wanted to get into some of that with you folks, playing some clips in this segment. Cam Jordan asked Tyler Shough, does he realize what this rivalry now means against Atlanta?
Now, at the end of the year, I can finally ask, do you understand that the Atlanta Falcons, New Orleans Saints rivalry just yet? Like, yeah. Has it dawned on you yet?
Sick. Just absolutely sickening. It's, yeah, I mean, I don't know. This is probably the only, I'm glad we finished strong, but I got this bad taste in my mouth, especially losing to those guys with kind of our team. And, but yeah, I'm starting to rub off on me, your hatred for him.
I got a lot of hate for him.
Yeah.
I love it.
I think it's just fuel the fire. And I think, you know, we're going to kind of shore up this offseason, get the right pieces, get everybody, you know, having that sense of urgency, and we're going to hit the ground running.
Had to play that. Love hearing from Cam that he's got plenty of hate to go around for those Atlanta Falcons. And another reason, man, you got to keep this guy around.
Yeah, listen. I mean, Tyler Shough is a young buck in this rivalry. Cam Jordan's been there, done that. How many sacks has he had against the Falcons, Steve? I want to say he's had a ton against, obviously, Matt Ryan, but right. Even Kirk Cousins in recent years. I would have to double-check that. How many of his, you know, record-breaking sacks in franchise history have come against the Dirty Birds? Because it feels like he loves playing against Atlanta.
And there's trash talk from Cam, but it's in a playful manner where it's not degrading, I feel, and going to cause this big hubbub on, you know, social media or with folks getting worked up. But you need that from your players. I don't want everybody to be buddy-buddy with the guys on the other sideline.
So I looked it up.
Okay.
25 career sacks in 29 games against the Falcons. That's a pretty good going rate if you're an NFL defensive end. You can tell that Cam Jordan gets up for that game.
Yeah, and hopefully that he's sticking around for next season. We'll find out more, obviously, in the offseason, the plans for Cam and the Saints. But he's hoping to stick around with rookie Tyler Shough. And he asked the QB, what was it like learning that he was going to be QB1?
What did it feel like taking over starting job week 9? Like, how was that? I mean, you were clearly prepared, yeah. But
no, I mean, that was short answer. It, It didn't feel any different. But that was because of how hard it was to start. Like, I was kind of being able to talk to Drew Brees and talk, and the coaches did a great job, but I was like super intentional about making my preparation and the process and shoot going against you and every single day in practice on scout team. Like, I wanted to make that like as game like and as real as if I was playing. And there was a lot of disappointing moments whenever you're obviously not playing and we lose some games, and but kind of sticking to that way, when I just got my opportunity in the game, you know, I wasn't going to flinch and just go out. I mean, that kind of helped me out throughout my entire career in college as well. Just go out there and just rip it. You know, you got nothing to lose. That was my mindset. Like, obviously everybody has something to lose. You know, you're in the NFL, there's a lot at stake, but my mindset was like, I'm not even supposed to be here. You know, how many times I got injured or kind of counted out or hated on, like, let's might as well just go have fun with it. You know, you got nothing to lose, and you often end up playing better that way anyway. So it, you know, it was a long kind of journey, but it helped me out so much whenever you got it, because as you know, you've been playing every single game in your career, and you got to stay ready. So you don't have to get ready.
Absolutely. And you took over with Storm. So I feel like people underestimated your athletic ability, because like you take off on catch, bro. Like, you really roll and turn corners on people.
I'm telling you, man, it helps with a little bit less melanin in my skin, but I got a little bit but I only got to pull it out every now and again. And, you know, I want to stand in there and rip it, kind of disperse it to the playmakers, people who get paid to really carry the ball. But you at this level, you got guys like yourself, like, you can't stay in there forever. You got to change the pocket. You got to get out of there and make some plays sometimes. And I think that's where the league is kind of going. And a lot of the success QBs are having is using their legs.
Tyler Shuck talking to Cam Jordan there, looking at the QB1 situation for the Black and Gold after he took over from Spencer Rattler.
Steve, there was one thing I remember when Mike and I were talking to Mark Schlereth about Tyler Shuck and his success early on, is once he became QB1. And Tyler kind of mentioned it, the chip on his shoulder, that I'm not supposed to be here, all the injuries that I dealt with in college, and really kind of staying composed and poised in that type of situation where you've been put into that role. And that's part of the reason why he shines so much. But what Schlereth had told Mike and I a few weeks back was that in interviewing Kellen Moore, it was one thing that Kellen loved about Shuck in the pre-draft process, all the adversity that he had gone through in college. He thought that it would serve him well entering his pro career in the NFL level. And obviously that was the case once he became the starter and really took that role and ran with it. But that was one thing that that Stinka told Mike and I that Kellen loved about his lengthy college career, was all the adversity that he had to overcome to get to that point as a draft prospect.
Well, Charlie, speaking of Kellen Moore, Cam Jordan talked to Tyler Shuck about the Saints coaching staff and his thoughts on it.
Our mantra this year was tough together and joy, Kellen Moore.
And just I was like, go for it, guys. Just go for it.
Go for it. Just go for it. Does he actually get mad? I haven't. Does he, like, because in our interactions, he's just so level-headed, calm. He's like, hey, man, this is what, like, this. And I appreciate it. And at the same time, like, I need your mother, buddy. Like,
yeah. I remember him getting mad in training camp during like walkthroughs. And I think maybe a cuss word slipped out. And I was like,
oh my God.
It's kind of like a disappointed, it's almost worse. Like, he's like, gets disappointed. And it's like, as a, you know, your dad, like, your dad gets disappointed in you or your grandpa. And you're just like, oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'll do better.
Rather than like somebody, I don't know, but there's kind of a tongue in cheek element, but like short answer is he's the same dude. Like, like you said, like he's the same dude. He's very analytical, very smart. Yeah. He'll get upset and he'll get annoyed. He'll get disappointed, but like, that's not who he is. He's not an MF-er and that's fine. I think as long as he's the same guy every day, and that's why, you know, I respect him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this coaching staff, Kellen, Staley, you know, my guy, Jay Rogers, my position coach, Jay Rogers, this is the most texting savvy group I've ever been a part of. Like, they text everything. Like, hey, I was thinking about this, or hey, like, what do you think about, you know, this blitz, or what is,
yeah.
I'm like, bro, this open line of communication, I've heard, like, you know, in my mind, it's like, hey, coach, I need to come talk to you, or hey, Cam, you know, come talk to me up top or something like that. They just like text it out immediately, like random thoughts, middle of the day. Like Jay Rogers would like shoot us a text like, hey, guys, I don't know if you saw this clip. And he just like sends it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yo, I ain't never had a coach like this.
Yeah. It's like, kind of real. I mean, that's kind of how like your friends, your mentors communicate. Like, hey, this is what I'm thinking. Like, that's how Kel and I text a bunch. Like, hey, this is what we're thinking this week versus this coverage. Or like, what do you like this week?
Yeah.
Just popping it. And it just kind of stirs this dialogue and these ideas that get going. And then, because that's how it is on game day. You know, like, hey, what are you seeing here? Or I'm thinking this play call. And I think he's really elite at that. And like, that's cool to hear from the defensive coaches as well. Just having that open communication, and because it is a collaborative effort. Like, we do well, they do well, you know what I mean? Like, we're trying to be here, so I don't think there needs to be like there is a hierarchy for sure, but like, it doesn't need to be like a detriment.
It's
like
a hierarchy.
Yeah, there is a hierarchy, but like, there doesn't need to be like, I'm talking down to you, you know, like, hey, we're trying, let's all be great.
I mean, exactly that. That's what I said, that tough together joy. I said, hell yeah. I said, Monday through Saturday, I'm with it. Tough together joy.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in this season, you heard me rattle off in the locker room. We were down. He's like, Kellen was like, hey, it's tough together joy. I said, that joy right now. I was like, I was like, I got piss and vinegar for you. I was like, yeah. I'm with the tough. I'm with the together. Everything we do got to be that way. But I don't need a smile to be out here. We're down. Like, we got to swing our way back in. And then, of course, you know, we go out there and whatever the game was, win, lose, or draw, like we came close or exceeded expectation. The craziest stat is like, we never gave back a lead once we got it. You know, like, if we captured a lead, we never gave it back. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Man.
I say, all we need to do is get up by one. If we get up by one, we won.
Yeah.
Cam Jordan, Tyler Shuck on the Off the Edge podcast. And man, you heard him talking about the coach, and a lot of folks love to make the jokes about Kellen Moore. He just seems like this happy guy. Does he get, you know, curse people out? And you heard it there. It's like he really is just that same dude constantly.
Mr. Consistency.
Right.
Steady Eddie, whatever you want to call him. Kellen Moore is who he is. Whereas his lack of emotion, I guess you would say, on his sleeve. But listen, to say he's not intense would be selling him short. You know what he wants to do. Like, he wants to go whoop some teams when he gets into that game planning room.
I love when Shuck mentioned, though, too, he did drop a curse word, and it was like almost that disappointment, like, oh, I'm sorry I let you down.
Yeah. It's like the wrong D word.
Yeah.
Disappointment. But yeah, no, Kellen Moore's awesome, and I can't wait to watch his career continue to unfold with the black and gold. As a rookie head coach, it wasn't just the team got better. I think that he progressed as well, obviously, as the year went on. But also, the thing that we keep hearing from the players is the consistency that the coaching staff had, whether you were off to that 1-8 start versus during the winning streak. They were the same coaches the whole time, and they stayed steady with their mindset and their goal, even once the Saints got eliminated from playoff contention. And then you go on that late season push, and you're starting to build something for the future. So Kellen Moore, you know, all the props to him for keeping the team together, keeping the locker room together. And then you see all these videos, Steve, on social media after wins, and how Kellen Moore is getting the team all hyped, fired up and excited. And it's just it's something that I think Saints fans love to see late in the year, was the fact that they were able to rally around their coach. And kind of it's something to look forward to in the future, is that Kellen Moore is building his confidence just like some of these young players were too.
We heard Cam Jordan and Tyler Shuck cutting it up, talking about some things on the field with football. Well, Cam on the Off the Edge podcast got a little personal with Shuck. Let's get into it.
This offseason, you looking forward to anything? I heard you're staying here this offseason.
I'll be here for sure. I got baby boy on the way, so we're staying in New Orleans, and I'm excited though. It's kind of, I mean,
no little baby.
It's been a while for you since the rookie season, but rookie year, obviously, there's a lot of go. So it's kind of finally being able to kind of relax a little bit, and you know, we got, you know, I mean, my thing is like, I got drafted here. We're living here now. It's kind of a new home element. You know, I'm. Why not kind of be around the community, be around everybody? And, you know, my wife, Jordan, she's been great this whole year. So we're kind of excited to just kind of take a deep breath and, you know, hopefully do some Mardi Gras stuff and then kind of hit the ground running again.
Absolutely. I mean, you got a favorite restaurant here yet?
Oh,
I mean, you go to offensive line dinners, you know, Eric McCoy knows more restaurants than I do, I think. Yeah, like, you know, like.
So I got a couple different categories. I think if you got like 6 to 8 people, you know, maybe a family outing. I love Saba. I love the family Israeli cuisine.
Love Saba.
I love rock and like rock and sake with the boys was awesome. Like that was epic.
Better than Yakuza House. Oh, Yakuza House is elite now.
I think Yakuza House. I've been there many times. Yakuza House with the sashimi. That is elite. You can't really beat that. But just like with the guys at Rakasaki was really cool.
Right. Great vibes.
Neos. Shout out Neos.
Neos. Daiquiri's out there going crazy.
Yeah, they got the Creole cuisine. Dude, I mean, you're in there, and it's like I'm the only white person. They got like full, like Nelly going on the radio. Like they got like Young Boy, just straight cuss words going. I'm like, this is sick. Like this is awesome.
I gotta give me one of them daiquiris, yo.
Oh, yeah.
Give me one of them octanes. You got to. Yeah. Char grilled oysters going up. Absolutely.
Yeah. Needed every time. No, it was a great time. I mean, you could handpick any of them. I was. What was the taco place we just went to?
A Barracuda's.
Barracuda was great. Nice little outdoor vibe.
With Fricolini's right across the street. I was so upset that it wasn't open. I was going to double dip.
What is it called?
It's Fricolini's. It's a little sandwich spot. The Italian super, you know, super sub type situation on the focaccia bread, freshly baked focaccia. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, New Orleans doesn't lack places to eat. You know, shout out to Port Orleans.
That sounds fire.
Really good food too. Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. You've definitely gave me some great suggestions, but I'm fired up to kind of be here in the offseason and start exploring some more because you only get, you know, in season, you got a lot of facility food most of the time and some O-line dinners, like he said. So you got to branch out, which is fun. But
yeah, take Jordan over to Desi Vegas, you know, get the Who Dat shrimp. And then
we've been there. Desi's my guy. He's got some, I mean, that place, I would say if you're going to go to a steakhouse and like, you got some people in town, like you can't go wrong with Desi's. Yeah,
absolutely. Oh, they got that red velvet brownie. Yeah, it's officially off season. I'm about to fill out the sweater.
Go. After we wrap this up, let's go get some dinner, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love to hear the teammates chopping it up. And yeah, the bad thing is them talking about food right now, Charlie's making me hungry.
Exactly. Yeah. Cope and seethe, NFC South fans. Tyler Shuck is cool on top of being really good. So, yeah.
Love to hear the camaraderie and obviously him getting acclimated now to being a true New Orleanian. You got to figure he was here, obviously, this entire season, but a little bit busy with football in his rookie year. And obviously, he's a little bit better busy now in the offseason, too, expecting the birth of his child.
Right. And he talked about the whirlwind that is a rookie campaign and being able to kind of step back, right, and kind of enjoy the city for now and get ready for the next season where obviously expectations are going to be sky high.
We're going to hook up with Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak after the break. More Black and Gold talk right after this, folks. Stay tuned right here on WWL Saints Radio. Who dat?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Back here on Sports Talk, going to give you a quick NBA update on the Pelicans. They are trailing the Brooklyn Nets 29-25. First, about to wrap up there in the Smoothie King Center. Meanwhile, 9 minutes left in the PMAC, and you got the LSU Tigers up 59. Was it 52 before he hit that free throw?
Yeah, 53 now. 59-53. Kentucky got off to a really good start in the second half from the field. The defensive intensity that LSU had in the first half has kind of gone away here. So they're clinging on to this lead for dear life at this point.
Hopefully the Tigers can hold on. They're looking for that first SEC victory. Going to check in now on our talking text line. Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter, hanging on. Jeff, how you been doing today, man?
I'm doing good. My phone's working again. That's a good start. You know, I'm making it. I'm hanging in there. How you doing?
Doing all right. Mine keeps going in and out of the SOS on top of it, and so I don't know if my phone is asking for help.
Yeah, you know, it's always one of those things where I have to figure out, like, okay, is it just me or is it everyone? And then when I figure out it's everyone, I'm like, okay, I can deal with it now. As long as it's just, I just don't like to be isolated. That's my thing.
Jeff, when you look at the Saints rookie class, we've talked a ton about, you know, how fruitful it was and being able to produce this year for them, whether it was out of necessity because of injury or because, you know, it was their turn, like a Tyler Shuck, you know, ascending to that starting role. And ESPN just put out a list of their rankings of the top 2025 rookie classes in the NFL. And what do you know? The black and gold are atop the list. Am I seeing things? What's going on here?
Well, you know, I do think that, and you kind of said it there, there is a distinction to make in that, well, it's not the best rookie class per se. It's the most productive rookie class. And how do you end up with the most productive rookie class? They end up playing the most, right? So, you know, the Saints for a long time were not ever going to be high on that list because, you know, you might see one or two rookies every year with a key role. You know, if you go back to 2017, you had a ton of rookies, but that was kind of the aberration. And this year in particular, you just saw a bunch of rookies starting. The good news is you threw those rookies in there and they performed well. And that's how you get to the top of that list. You'd prefer to not be in a situation where you're devoting that many snaps to rookies. And going forward, with those guys not being rookies anymore, but likely still being in those starting roles, you won't have as many rookies, you know, that you're relying on going forward. But all that is to say, now the Saints did an excellent job bringing in players that not only have, you know, developmental traits, but had immediate playing potential in terms of, you know, they spent a ton of time in college. You know, they're older rookies. The Saints always err toward finding team captains, guys with leadership potential in their background. And I think that does help in terms of, you throw Tyler Shuck in week 9, there's really not a question of whether he's emotionally ready to handle it. Same thing with Jonas Sanker in week 2, a guy who played a ton at Virginia. Same thing with Quincy Riley in week 4, a guy who played a ton. I think it was East Middle Tennessee. I can't remember which school he transferred from, but he played a ton, then ended up at Louisville, and then got to the NFL as an older rookie. So you were able to get a lot of production that way. Even Danny Stutzman, you know, he came in, I think he ended up with 50-something tackles. He did not start a single game. All of his reps were in relief, but he was able to rack up a lot of production during that time. So, and obviously Kelvin Banks at left tackle goes without saying. But, no, I mean, it's nice to see that much production. But, again, you hope going into next year and beyond, you are not in that position again, because that would mean that whoever these rookies are that played this year aren't available next year, and you're missing veterans and you're trying to fill in. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword there. Like, it's a list that you don't mind being at the top of because you knew the circumstances going into this year, but it's definitely not a list you want to be at the top of every year.
You mentioned Banks, and obviously everybody wants to talk about the second-round pick because it's the quarterback in Tyler Shuck. But what were your overall impressions of the left tackle in his year one debut?
Yeah, you know, I got a chance to talk to Kelvin a few times, and, you know, I think the consistency is what really stood out. And, you know, it's you look at a guy who, you know, played a ton at Texas last year, came off that season. You know, they went to the college football playoff. He came off that season, went immediately into the draft. You know, obviously you have a ton of prep involved there. There's a combine, there's workouts, gets drafted immediately. You get thrown into rookie minicamp. Then you get OTAs and minicamp. You get like a month off and then you're back into it again, full training camp. And then after that, you get the longest season of football that you've ever played by far, right? You're asked to start at left tackle week one. You're thrown right into the fire. You know, if you look at there's statistics of, hey, okay, how often are you left on an island? And Kelvin is up toward the top of that in the NFL. He's going against the opposing team's top edge rusher every week. And, you know, you get beat a few times, you make mistakes. And what stood out is kind of the mistake correction and the ability to not make the same mistakes over and over and over again. You improve as the season goes on. And to get to the end of the season, and obviously he got hurt in week 18, which is a bummer. You know, he told me he doesn't expect it to affect his offseason, and he's excited to have like a month off where he can just kind of relax and recover. To get to the end of the season and not have a game that you look back at and say, wow, like this was a game we lost because the rookie left tackle just couldn't hold up. You know, I don't think you could point to any game and really say like he was the problem. And, you know, like I've said this a few times, like all these rookies, this is the worst they're going to be. This season of football is the worst they're going to be at the NFL level. And that's not to be negative. It's just a fact. Like they're going to continue to get better. And so you feel like, hey, a lot of the pressure, a lot of the issues that he encountered for the first time, you're going to have a whole offseason. You're going to be able to go into that. And I trust that he's going to be able to do the work and understand where he needs to improve. Because he's an excellent athlete. He's strong. He's like, he checks all the boxes that you need your kind of cornerstone left tackle to check. And you know, it's nice to know you're going into a draft for the first time in a while with the idea that, hey, we have a left tackle, we have a right tackle. We don't need to go in and say, if there's one there, we got to take him. Because you do feel comfortable at those positions, and that makes the draft sitting there at number 8, a lot more accessible to you to actually, you know, everyone says best player available. Everyone wants to do it, but it always ends up being best player available at a position you need. Well, I think the Saints are in a good position because of Kelvin and because of Tally and because of Tyler Shuck, that they could actually go into this draft at number 8, and whoever's at the top of their board, when they get on the clock, they don't have to think about it. They can just send that pick in because they're in a very good position from those like trench positions.
I know it's only rookie season, so you have 1 year to work on, but it does kind of feel interesting to look back at the Kelvin Banks pick and feel like the Saints got a value at 9. You know, a top 10 pick, being able to get a stud franchise left tackle at pick 9. And if you're redoing the draft, I know some different sites have already done it where they have Kelvin going significantly earlier to teams that had passed him up, like the Patriots or like the Raiders or other teams that were needy of offensive tackle, and then all of a sudden he falls into the Saints' lap and he ends up living up and maybe even surpassing expectations his rookie year. But Jeff, you talked about pick number 8 this year. You know, Steve and I mentioned it, Mike and I talked about it as well. The Dante Moore decision to return to Oregon, I think, is pretty unfortunate for the Saints, because otherwise he's a lock to go in the top 3, if not top 2 picks, and it's 2 quarterbacks that go ahead of you and you're feeling a lot better. Now it's really, I think, only 1 QB is a lock to go ahead of the Saints with the 8th overall selection, which just means that one more of those blue chip prospects is going to be taken. It's not the end of the world, so to speak. It's just kind of unfortunate that, you know, some of these teams that are above significantly, like the Jets or the Cardinals, are going to be taking a different position other than QB.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, obviously, I think Dante Moore going back to school, it just tells you just how lucrative the NIL options are right now, because, you know, you're talking about a guy who probably goes number 2 overall in the draft and is looking at a $50 million guaranteed contract. And he's like, yeah, you know what, I'll go back to college. Like, I think that tells you an awful lot about how much these guys are raking in at that level to even consider that, not let alone do it. But I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. This draft class kind of feels like one that there's going to be teams in the latter part of the first round that fall in love with a quarterback, be it whoever you want to name, you know, whether it's Garrett, whether it's Mateer, whether, you know, it's Chambliss or whoever. Like, I think there's going to be kind of that quarterback at the top, obviously, in Mendoza, and then a second tier. And I wouldn't be surprised if it ends up being similar to what we saw in 2024, where, you know, I don't think a lot of people had Bo Nix, Michael Penix, J.J. McCarthy as, you know, mid-first-round quarterbacks. But then when push came to shove, a lot of teams got a chance to look at these guys and like them. Now, I don't think there's going to be, you know, the Jaden Daniels, Drake Mays at the top, which would have been the case with Dante Moore. But I do think that there is the potential for those guys to really kind of show out at the Senior Bowl in a couple weeks, fly up some draft boards, and then, you know, the Saints are sitting there at 8, a couple picks ahead of the Dolphins. And who's to say a team like the Rams doesn't say, I really love whoever and want to go get them? The Steelers, right? There's options if they say, hey, I want to trade up ahead of the Dolphins and get those guys. So we'll have to wait and see. But no, I mean, yeah, the more quarterbacks you have at the top, the better chance the Saints have of pulling one of these kind of blue chip prospects. But I do think, like, you're going to have, you know, that tier. Like, every draft board has tiers, right? And as long as you can guarantee you're going to get one of the players in your top tier, you feel good about it because you're just going to sit there and wait and see how the board falls. The Saints are going to be able to get a really good player at number 8. It's just a question of, you know, what's the positional value and where do they land? I think I would love Jeremiah Love. Didn't mean to make the pun there, but it is what it is. You know, like I running back in the top 10 is tough, but like that's where you are when you have those kind of cornerstone positions set that you can justify. It's like, hey, let's take a shot at a guy who we normally wouldn't be in on here. And so we'll have to see. There's so much time between now and the draft. There's so, like, it's really easy to look at the mock drafts now and be like, I know exactly how it's going to be. But it's going to be so different in a couple months when the draft actually gets here.
I need to look at your mock draft, though, because you've been pretty spot on the past couple years.
Yeah, you know, I get lucky. no, it's funny because for the Saints, it actually gets pretty easy because you go out to the Senior Bowl, and if there's a player that really catches your eye at the Senior Bowl, it's a pretty good chance they're going to draft him because they just love that scouting process so much. So that's usually where my hits come from, is I look at who is at the Senior Bowl, and I go from there.
Jeff, we did have a roster move today. Big boy getting brought to the black and golden. Miles Cole, 6'6", 278, a defensive end. You know much more about this young man coming to the black and gold?
Not a ton. I mean, he was a seventh rounder out of Texas Tech. You know, he signed to a reserve futures contract, which, you know, the Saints have signed a handful of players for those, which basically means, like, going to be on the roster at OTAs, minicamp, and you go from there.
Local boy.
Yes. And so that's kind of where you are. Yeah, he went to Louisiana Monroe, Texas Tech, and we'll see. But it's tough to say anything at this point in terms of guys. I'm actually more intrigued about the UFL kid they signed, or not the UFL, the CFL kid they signed, the receiver, last week, because he's another big-bodied option they can throw out there. Because I think the receiver room, I know people are going to focus a lot on the receiver room in the draft. I think there's a lot of intriguing names in the receiver room behind Chris Olave that we kind of forgot about because Jalen Polk didn't play all year. Devon Bailey was hurt at the end of the year. Bub Means was hurt all year. But you're going to have some interesting options coming back. I'm intrigued to see how those guys all hang out there.
Yeah, Jeff, my wish is Caleb Downs, but I don't think that's going to happen. Appreciate you stopping by, and I'll be talking to you Friday when you join me on the now Sports Talk Friday since Fans and the Pros a wrap.
Can't wait.
You sound excited. That was Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter there. Going to take a break, come back with more of Sports Talk right after this, folks.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first 2 orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Folks, do you listen to WWL on the Odyssey app? If not, you gotta join the club. We've seen big growth in listeners who stream their favorite shows on their phones and who download our daily show podcast. Stay connected to WWL for news and interviews about Mayor Helena Moreno and New Orleans City Council, LSU, the Saints, plus opinions you just can't get anywhere else. Download the Odyssey app today and make sure you go to My Audio, then Settings, and turn on notifications. That way you'll never miss a big story or red-hot interview. WWL, always live on the free Odyssey app. Taking a break, coming back to close out Sports Talk right after this on WWL. Well, look, checking in on basketball action going around. The Pelicans trail the Brooklyn Nets right now, 52-49, about 2 minutes to go until halftime over there. Meanwhile, it's been a wild one in the PMAC. It is currently they're reviewing here and taking the 2 points off the board for Kentucky.
It looked like he got that shot off.
I know. It was 74-72 Kentucky, but now it's tied up.
41. Kentucky got their first lead of the game at 69-68, Steve.
That was like 4 minutes to play.
In a complete dogfight, 72-72 with 41 seconds left to go. To catch the end of that game, hit up the sister station Bet 92.9 FM, 1350 AM, and the Odyssey app to see if LSU can escape with their first SEC victory of the season.
That, and also we've got on 870 AM the Pelicans taking on the Brooklyn Nets. That one now 55-49, about a minute left to go till halftime there. Thanks, folks, for tuning in tonight. We'll be back tomorrow with more Sports Talk, 4 to 8 p.m. Me, Charlie Long, and also the great Mike Dettillier. That's a wrap on today's show. Have a great night. Love you all, New Orleans, and talk to you tomorrow. Who dat?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.